ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंस स्तनूभिः व्यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ ओ गॉड्स, मे वी ऑलवेज हियर विथ अवर इयर्स व्हाट इज ऑस्पिशियस। ओ वर्शिपफुल वंस, मे वी विथ अवर आईज ऑलवेज सी व्हाट इज ऑस्पिशियस। मे वी लिव अवर अलॉटेड लाइफ हेल एंड हार्टी, offering our praises unto thee. May Indra of ancient fame bestow auspiciousness on all of us. May the all-nourishing portion be propitious to all of us. May Garuda, the destroyer of all evil, be well-disposed towards all of us. May Brihaspati ensure all our welfare. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have entered into the fifth question of the Prashna Upanishad, which is also the fifth chapter. At the end of the fourth chapter, in the mantra 10, there is the result of all spiritual practices has been so beautifully outlined. The mantra goes like this: only when we keep this mantra in mind can we make any meaning out of the fifth prashna. Paramaiva aksharam pratipadyate sa yohavai tad achhayam ashariram alohitam shubhram aksharam vedayate yastu somya sa sarvajnaha sarvo bhavati tadesha shlokaha. 1. Who, O beloved disciple, knows this being, which is without a shadow, without body, without color, which is pure and indestructible, becomes omniscient and becomes all. He becomes the supreme, he becomes the indestructible being, so he surely attains that state. For this, there is the supporting big mantra is there. What is the result of studying this Prashna Upanishad? We are all studying since so many months. What do we get? If we understand, first of all, called Shravana, then we think deeply about them and fix our goal at the realization of this particular Upanishad's teaching that I am Brahman, and I must know that I am Brahman. Though I am Brahman, I am ignorant of my true nature, and the purpose of the Upanishad is to destroy this ignorance. And when I realize that I have been all along Brahman, what do I become? I become Sat, I become Chit, I become Ananda Swarupa. That means there is no desire left out in me, and I become everything because nothing exists excepting me, and whatever exists is none other than me. I become all-knowing. All-knowing means that I am Brahman. Everything is me. Everything is Brahman. Sarvo Bhavati. He becomes everything. Thereby he knows everything. That is the result. Now, this fifth mantra, a fifth question, is how to attain through spiritual practice. and what particular spiritual practice? That is the Upasana of Omkara. What is Upasana? Continuous flow of our thoughts until there is only one thought left out of Brahman. That is called Upasana. And also we discussed, just to remind ourselves, three kinds of Upasanas: Pratika Upasana, meditation on images, both resembling human beings as well as symbolical icons like a picture, like Shivalinga, Banal Maneshwara Linga, like that. Second, Nama Upasana, meditation on the name of the God as our Ishta Devata, as Rama, as Krishna, as Buddha, as Jesus, etc. This Nama Upasana has four stages. First, continuous remembrance of God's name, then God's form, then Gunadhyana, meditation on the qualities of our Ishta Devata, and finally, to see that there is no difference between me and my Ishta Devata. This is the second kind of Upasana. Third is Ahangraha Upasana. That is, I am the mind, I am the Akasha, I am the Prana, etc. So these three kinds of Upasanas, we cannot pick and choose. First step is Pratika Upasana, second step Nama Upasana, and third step is Ahangraha Upasana. I have dealt with it, and you please go if you want to understand. So, this fifth question asked by the student, and who was it? Shaibhyaha Satyakamaha. Every disciple has been given two epithets. One is the name, the proper name given to the disciple, and second is from which lineage he is coming. Whether he belongs to the Surya, Suryayani, or here it is Bharadvaja, Satyakama, or Pippalad, etc., etc. But this Satyakama, Shaibhya, both are same, of the lineage of Shibi. His real name is Satyakama. It's a meaningful name. Satyakama, one whose only desire is Satya, to find out the truth, and there is only one truth. That truth is called God. God is the only truth. Then what about me and you? We are also none other than God. Because God is all-pervading, God is all, God is one. And when we realize, we know, we come to know that I am Brahman, I am God, I am everything, and there is no second. To know oneself is to become oneself, is to know everything. That is, this idea comes in the Mundaka Upanishad also. By knowing that one truth, we become knowers of everything. What is that? That Parabrahma. How can we become knowers of everything? By knowing only one, because there are no many, it is only one. And that is, I am Brahman. That is the meaning of it. For that, Omkara Upasana is ordered, commanded, because by Omkara Upasana, every name of every object in this world is included in this Om. Though many times we see it, the Omkara written as O and the letter M. Ma, Om. But really it should be written A, O and Ma. Why? Because Akara represents the waking state. Ukara represents the dream state. And Makara represents the deep sleep state. And because we are ignorant, we identify ourselves either with the waking state as waker, as the dreamer with the dream state, as the sleeper with the sleeping state. The Sanskrit Vedantic names, Vishwa and Virat, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, Prajna and Ishvara. But in this context, we have to understand, I am the Virat, I am the Hiranyagarbha, and I am the Ishvara. So long as we identify with only one state, and that limitation is called bondage, that is called samsara. Now how to become everything? Everything means Brahman. First of all, you become identified with waking state, not as an individual waker, but as the collective waker, cosmic waker. I am everything. That is the essence of morality. There is no second. I am everything, everybody. So if somebody is happy, I am happy. Somebody is suffering, I am suffering. That development comes only by taking the akara from the omkara. Remember, we discussed it in the Mandukya Upanishad. That's being verbatim reproduced here. Omkara has got four parts. The Atman has got four parts. Remember, not really, as if in this state of ignorance, Omkara has four letters and the Atman has four states. Chatushpat. What are the four letters? A, O, Ma, and what is called silent or Arthamatra, And what are the four states? The waking, the dream, and the sleep, and then the Turiyam. Remember, this is only intermediary states of spiritual progress, and all these three, lower three, are limitations. Our goal is by understanding them in all their respects, so that we don't identify ourselves with them. How can that happen? Because that marvelous Advaita Vedantic principle, or it is a psychological principle, I would say, whatever I am experiencing is not me. Since I experience the waking state, I am not waking. I am not the waker. Since we experience the dream, because we say, I was experiencing the waking state, I was called the waker. But when I am experiencing the dream state, I am no longer the waker. I am not experiencing the waking state. I am experiencing the dream state. I am called the dream. But when I am experiencing the deep sleep, I am called the sleeper, and I am not experiencing the other two states. So this is the analysis. And this knowledge that I am dividing myself into three parts, and no one part is equivalent with the other part. Therefore, all the three parts are unreal. I am experiencing the unreality of the three parts, and whatever I am experiencing is not me. And then I am completely separate from all the three. That three sarira vilakshana, the panchakosha vilakshana, that is called Atman, that is represented by Amatra, silent Matra. So, I will once more repeat, then it will be easier for us to understand. In this fifth question, the question was by Satyakama Shaibya, O Guruji, how can I attain to Brahman? Further, the teacher is replying, you cannot simply jump to Brahman. You have to climb three steps. What are the three steps? The waking state. And you are anyway doing it. But remember, whatever you are experiencing is not you. Therefore, since you experience the waking state, don't say, don't commit the mistake, I am the waker. Say, I am the experiencer of the waking state, therefore, I am not the waking state. Similarly, when you succeed in that, then you will never again in your life, even while experiencing, you remain a witness, but you will not say, I am the waker. I am the experiencer, you say. I am the Sakshi, you say. But you don't say, I am the waker. I am the waker means I have become one with the waking state. That should be removed. And when you have succeeded in it, go to the second stage, which comprises, which inculcates, which keeps the waking state as a part of itself. That is called dream state. Remember, dream state contains the waking state also. So when you experience, say, I am the experiencer of the dream state, therefore, I am not the Taijasa, and Hiranyagarbha knows it. Just as Virat knows that I am the witness. So Hiranyagarbha knows I am the witness of the cosmic dream state, but I am not the dreamer, neither I am the dream state. Rather, I create, I sport myself, I enjoy myself as if I have become the waking and the waker, the dream and the dreamer, and the sleep and the Ishvara state. This is called Upasana. Upasana means I become the witness. That means I don't identify myself with this state. So this is how, after succeeding, that I am not the dreamer, I am not the Taijasa, but I am experiencing the dream state. Therefore, I am not the dream state. Therefore, I am not the dreamer. Then who are you? I am Hiranyagarbha, which includes Virat. Then, only then, the third step will come. I am not the sleeper. I am the experiencer of the state called sleeping. Therefore, who am I? I am the witness. I am the drik of the sleeping state. So, who am I? I am the Ishvara. That is why it is said, Ishvara cannot be bound by Maya. What is Maya? When the Atma thinks I am the waker, Mahamaya is binding. Instead of saying I am the witness of the waking state, to say I am the waker is called Maya. When instead of saying I am witnessing the dream state, when I say I am the dreamer, that is called Maya. When instead of saying I am the witness of the sleeping state, I say I am the sleeper, that is called Maya. Ishvara is Mayadhina, na Mayadhisha, not Mayadhina. Mayadhisha is the Lord. That means he knows what Maya is, and like a servant, Maya obeys him. So even if he identifies, it is like an actor who is acting like a poor man, a king acting like a pauper, or a illiterate man acting like a pandita, like a great scholar. They know we are acting, we are not what we act, but I am enjoying myself, trying to identify, pretending I am the actor. So also I give the impression to the others that I am that beggar, I am the king, I am the scholar, I am the illiterate, etc. But not really so. It is make-believe, it is pretend. That is the result of Upasana. That is the purpose of Upasana. To become witness of the waking is the purpose of doing Upasana of the waking state. Identifying Akara of the Omkara with the waking experience, Jagradavastha. The purpose of identifying the second letter of Omkara Ukara is to become a witness, to know that I am the witness of the dream state. I am not Taijasa, I am a Sakshi of the dream state, Sopna Anubhuti. And then the purpose of the third letter, Makara, is to get rid of this identity with the sleep state and to be able to say, I am not the sleeper, but I am the witness of the sleeping state. I am Ishvara. I am not bound by the waking, so I am Virat. I am not bound by the dream, therefore I am Hiranyagarbha. And I am not bound by the deep sleep, So I am Ishvara. Ishvara is Mayadisha. Jiva is Mayadina. Until now I am Jiva. So I think I am bound. And I suffer as if I am bound. But now I know I don't need to suffer. If we can understand these three points, Upasana is slowly to become like Brahman. And how do I do that? By intense ekagrata. If I identify akara, the first letter of the om, with the waking state, ukara, the second letter of the omkara, with the dream state, and the third letter of the omkara, makara, with the deep sleep state, and the amatra, or that full matra, that I am om, and I am atman, I am Brahman, soyam atma, Brahma, the second mantra of the Mandukya Upanishad, to realize that. And after realization, you can identify with the waking, you can identify with the dream, you can identify with the sleep. Sometimes you don't identify, you remain as yourself as Brahman. Sometimes you identify, and when you don't identify but remain as yourself, that is called Nitya. When you identify yourself, then you know fully well, like an actor knows, I am so and so, but here my name is, the role that I play and the way I behave on this stage is just a make-believe. As soon as the drama is over, I go to my own home, I have my own family, Manachalo Nijaniketane, and that is the entire essence of this fifth chapter, fifth prashna, Vaishabhya Satya Kama, and there are seven mantras. First mantra is the only question. The essence of this first question is how or what happens to a man who thinks of Omkara or who dedicates his entire life for the meditation of Omkara. And then the rest of the six mantras are explanations of his Guru Pippalada. What is the explanation? There are four different ways of meditating, doing upasana. I am using the word meditation, substituting the word upasana. Upasana is the correct word. When I do upasana, that means deep meditation, taking one letter of the omkara and identifying with one state of consciousness. For example, Jagrat Avastha, I get one result. When I meditate on the second letter, identifying with the dream state, I get a much superior result. And why also, I will explain it. But when I meditate upon the third letter of the Omkara, which is Makara, identifying with the sleep state, I am in the world of pure happiness, Brahmaloka. But all these are what is called finite results. Because we are doing meditation, upasana on finite objects, the result is also finite. But when I combine all these three, then I get the result of all the three, which is to go beyond all the three and identify myself with Brahman. That is to know that I am Brahman. Once I come to know I am Brahman, like an actor, you can come down. It doesn't become samsara, it becomes leela, Bhagavata leela. And that is, you can play as many roles as you like, as much time as you like, and as intensely as you like, but at the end, like the actor who is completely conscious that I am an actor, and at the end of the play acting, he goes to his own home and he knows this is the reality. So we also go to our own home, which is Brahman, not Brahmaloka, Brahman, that I am Brahman. That is the Manachalo Nijaniketane. That is the essence. So, without further ado, let us dive deep into the questions. Fifth chapter, put one question, only one question. Remember, fourth chapter, five questions. Here, one question only. What is it? That how to meditate on Om and what happens, are there any divisions in the meditation on Om, and how, finally, how should I meditate on Omkara so that I can know that I am divine. Now I know from the scriptures, from your teaching, I am potentially divine. But I want to know how to manifest that divinity which is within me. That is the question. If you understood this, then very easy to understand the first mantra. Atahainam shaibhyaha satyakamaha paprachya. Sa yohavai tat bhagavan manushyeshu. Prayanantam omkaram avidhyayita. Katamam vava satena lokam jayati iti. Tasmai saha vacha. Then, Satyakama, son of Sibi, the fifth disciple, put this fifth question in this fifth chapter. Only one question. O Bhagavan, Pippalada, to what world does he go, who among men meditates on Om until his death? And to this question, Tasmai, to that disciple, Saha Pippaladaha Guruhu Ha Vacha, gave a crystal clear answer. Now, let us analyze the mantra. Atha. Atha means now or thereafter. What is thereafter? After the fourth disciple has completed his questioning, got complete satisfying answer for his question. What? Who am I? And the Guru told him, you are that Parabrahma. You are Sarvajna. You are Sarva. I just now quoted, you must remember it. Now the question is, because all the six disciples are listening and they are all getting benefit because each disciple was putting the question so that it benefits not only him individually, but all the six together. That is the purpose of the Upanishad for our sake. Maybe this is just created for the sake of teaching people like us. Any case, Atha means after the fourth disciple has got satisfactory answer, understood completely, and in bracket, we have to understand all the six disciples have understood completely. Now the fifth disciple came forward and his name was what? Satyakamaha. That was the given name for what we call first name. And Shaibhyaha is what we call surname, home name, father's name, Shibi's lineage. Maybe his father was called Shaibhya, Shibi, that's why he was called Shaibhya, or he belongs to Shibi's lineage. Paprachya, asked. What did he ask? Remember that asking is an art. You should not go to Sri Ramakrishna and ask, sir, teach me how 2 plus 2 become 4. Then he will say, go to hell. Because my purpose, I am qualified in teaching about not mathematics, but divine mathematics, whereby you go beyond all questions. The purpose of putting any question is to go beyond all questions. And when do we go beyond all questions? When we know that we are divine and there is afterwards no question of coming down from that piece of knowledge, we ever remain identified as ourselves, as Brahman, all questions will come, because questions will come to a limited being. Answers also should be given only by in a limited way. Satyakamaha paprachya. He came and asked. And in Bhagavad Gita, we have this. Tadvidhi. Know the truth. Pariprashnena, pranipatena, pariprashnena, sevaya. Three conditions. First of all, become humble. Surrender yourself. That is called pranipata. Then ask what you want to ask. What you desire to know. Don't ask like Chinese people, they say. They talk about everything on earth for a long time until they come to the what they really want to talk. Don't beat about the bush. Come straight to the point. I'm tired of the samsara. How can I get out of samsara? What spiritual practice shall I need to do? That is the question. Saha, he is asking, Saha Yohavai Tad Bhagavan. Saha means, first of all, this Satyaka Master, Hey Bhagavan. Bhagavan means, you are Brahmagna. You are a Brahmavit. Therefore, you are a Noira Brahman. Therefore, I know I am going to get the right answer, truthful answer, correct answer to my question. So, he is telling, Saha, that human being, not any human being, but the greatest sadhaka. He has faith, that sadhaka has faith in the scriptures. He has a guru. And the guru told him, do Omkar Upasana. And this person, the disciple, with complete faith in the guru, is going on practicing this Upasana, meditation on Omkara. That is what the question here. That Manushya Saha, whoever it is. But whoever means not Tom, Dick and Harry. Whoever means sincere, spiritual, sadhaka, endowed with tapasya, satya kama and brahmacharya. That is what will come later on. So such a sincere sadhaka, let us say, prayanantam. Now, this is a peculiar word. Prayanantam means, that is whole life. So long as the last breath is there, so long as prana is there, or here also, so what is called prayana? Prayana means journey. This person has found out the direction and the goal where he wants to reach. And he started his journey and he is not one to stop on the way. So, every second, every single action that he does, whatever he thinks, whatever he speaks, whatever he does, has only one purport, that is God. Think of God, speak of God, and do everything to please God. That is what is said in the Bhagavad Gita also, that whatever you eat, whenever you breathe, whatever you do, you offer it to me. Yad ashnanti, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, yad tapasyasi, kaunteya, tat kurushva mat apanam. The 9th chapter, I think it comes, whatever you eat, whatever worship you do, whatever meditation you do, whatever tapasya, austerity you do, whatever breathing you do, everything, offer it to me. Means what? Brahmarpanam. Means what? That it is God who is my body, it is God who is my mind, it is God who is thinking of God, I do not exist. That is called offering. So, prayanantam, until his last breath, omkaram avidhyayita, is completely dedicated to the upasana of omkara. From the time he became enlightened, wise, and he woke up, he became alert, he approached a Sadguru, obtained the upadesham, and went on, received, because the Sadguru instinctively understood, here is a fit disciple, and he knows what is suitable for this child of his. He gave him Omkara Upasana, and the disciple there afterwards, he knows, my Guru wants me only to practice Omkara Upasana, and there is no limit, you should only do this for few hours, few days, few months, few years. No, until I reach my goal, stop not till the goal is reached. Uttishtata, Chagrata, Prapyavara, Nibodhata. He is doing it. Now, this was the statement of the Satya Kama Shaibhya. What does he want to know? Avidhyayita means going on doing upasana. Dhyana, that is upasana. Then, katamam vavasa tena lokam jayati. Saha, such a sadhaka, tena, by that omkara upasana, कथमं वाव लोकं जयति, विच लोका ही गोस टू एंजॉय देयर द फ्रूट्स ऑफ हिज उपासना. दैट वाज द क्वेश्चन. इट इंप्लाइज दैट एवरी साधका इज नॉट डूइंग उपासना एट इन द सेम वे एट द सेम टाइम. दे मस्ट बी डूइंग सम थ्री पर्सन्स इफ दे आर देयर, or four persons if they are there, four different kinds of Omkara Upasana. What are they? That is going to be explained later on. The first Upasana is that the Jagrat Avastha is equated with Akara of the Omkara, and he thinks that is the highest, and I will also tell you what is the significance, and then such a person, he will obtain, he will go to higher loka, enjoys incomparable bliss there, but it is a limited upasana. Therefore, he will come back again, and that is called Martya Upasana or Mrutya Upasana. That is limited result. Through limited means, limited sadhana, limited only result will come. So, Katamam Vava, which loka he will go? Are there different types of upasanas? And if so, what are the results of these different types of upasanas? And what is the result of it? That is the burden of this first man. Tasmai, Tudhi Satyakama, Saha, Guru Pippalada, Havuvacha, and he has said completely what is truthful. That is being said from the mantra 2 onwards. What is he telling? First of all, the Guru is praising Omkara Upasana is the best upasana. All the other upasanas are included in that upasana. Suppose somebody says, I do upasana of Vishnu. Another person says, of Narayana. Another person, of Mother Kali. Other person, of Shiva. Other person, of Buddha. Other person, of Jesus. Or, as we say, 333 crores of Devata's upasana. If I do that one, then what happens? Whatever type of upasana I am doing, I am going to get the result. For that, I will give an example. Anyway, it is not a very elegant example, but to make the point clear. Suppose a person is there and he has, imagine, he has got a little bit of money and he is hungry. He wants to eat food. So, he says, which is the nearest hotel, which I can afford. So, he goes to the, even if there are many hotels, he can only go to that hotel where he can pay for what he orders and eats. So, this person goes because he is not having that much money and it is nearby also. And so, he goes, orders one type of food, he will be supplied. Because he gets what he pays for and then he eats and he gets that much of result. Supposing the another person, he has got more wealth. So, he goes to the same hotel perhaps, but he knows there are three types of food or four types of food. So, third class food and second class food, first class food and first class food. So, the third person, the first person, he can only afford the third class food. He will be supplied because that is the law. You get what you pay for. And then he is supplied. The result also will be third class ananda. Then the second class person goes to the same place and he orders, he can afford the second higher class food and he is supplied. He eats it. He gets a much higher happiness there from what he has eaten. But still, he knows, only after eating the second class, he knows, this is much better than the first, third class. But I believe, because he sees others, they are eating first class food. One person is eating first class food, another person is eating first class, first type of food, four types of food. This is a beautiful example, please keep it in mind. Then, the desire will be there for the third class person. I want to order second class food because that is what he can attempt. The person who ordered second class food, he understands there is a higher type of food, let me order, and he works hard, he earns money, he pays for it, he is served first class food. But then he sees that there is another type of food which is incomparable and it is first class first. So he determines, now I want to order this first class first food. I will not rest until I get that first class food. So what are we talking about? That spiritual progress. Simply from this example, say that I am a poor man, but I will go and order first class first food. You cannot do, you won't be supplied, because the hotel owner, first he says, first you pay. After eating, you are thinking to pay. He says, no, first pay. And you can only pay what you have got, and you get what you pay for. And you become what you have paid and enjoyed it. That's all. There is enjoyment, but comparative enjoyment is there. So, now apply to Omkar. Imagine Brahman is the hotel owner, and there are four types of payments. Those who do upasana of one letter of Omkara, lowest letter called Akara, with Jagradavastha, he gets higher type of happiness. Then, second type of person, only after enjoying the third type of happiness in Bhuloka, he wakes up, there is a higher happiness, he works hard, he earns sufficient to pay, then he will be taken to the higher loka, he enjoys it, then he has a glimpse of the still higher happiness, then he comes back and he determines, I must earn through upasana, remember, through upasana, not physical money, and then he works hard, he succeeds, he goes to the third type of place, and then he sees there is a incomparable eternal happiness, and for that only one off payment, and then he determines, and then he works very hard, and then he, by God's grace, he obtains, he becomes one with Brahman, and that is the fourth type of meditation. With this example, if you understand, it will be much easier for us to understand the second, third, fourth mantra, etc. So, the Guru Pipalada is addressing, He Satyakama, Etadvai Satyakama, Parancha Aparancha, Brahmayat Omkaraha, Tasmad Vidvan, Ete Naiva Ayatane, Ekataram, Na Ekataram, Anveti. The Guru replied, He Satyakama, my beloved disciple Soumya, the syllable Om is of two types, is indeed, it is the symbol of the both the lower and the higher Brahman, the conditioned and the unconditioned, the finite and the infinite, and the manifest and the unmanifest. Therefore, he who knows it, that Om is the best instrument, and if one uses Omkara as a symbol for the attainment of both lower means Saguna Brahma, higher means Nirguna Brahman, then surely he attains depending upon, if he does meditation on the lower Saguna Brahma, he attains to the world of Saguna Brahma. If the same person, he does meditation on the Nirguna Brahma, he attains to the state, it is not a loka, really speaking, or simply for the sake of understanding, it is said, he will attain Nirguna Brahma. Really, there is nothing attainment, means he knows that I am Brahman. This progress is in knowledge, nothing physical. So, depending upon what is called, which Brahman, lower Brahman or higher Brahman he is worshipping, he attains either of them. But we have to understand, it's not like that. First he attains the lower, then he understands there is a higher, then he attempts at higher, by God's grace, he also attains to the higher. So, this is how, what is the answer? The answer is, first of all, first you know what is Omkara. Omkara is a symbol. And what type of symbol? It is the best symbol in the world. Instead of saying, Narayana, Shiva, Devi, Vishnu, Buddha, God, Allah, this Omkara is better because it represents everything. Saguna, Nirguna means everything. Therefore, use this word Omkara. And Omkara, as we know from the other Upanishads, has got four matras. A, O, Ma, and are Amatra. And these four letters represent four states. What are the four states? The waking, the dream, and then the deep sleep, and then that which is beyond these three, which is infinite and eternal. So, what was the question? What is Om? How to practice meditation of Om as a symbol? For that, the answer is Omkara is the highest symbol and it represents equally well both the Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma, and all gods and goddesses of every religion are included in the Saguna and Nirguna Brahma. So, O Satya Kama, depending upon how this Omkara is used, if it is used as a symbol of the lower Saguna Brahma, he will definitely attain to Saguna Brahma. But if the same Omkara is used as a symbol of the highest Brahman, called Nirguna Brahman, he will attain to the higher one. That is what he is trying to tell. Etadvai Satya Kama. Etad means Yat Omkara, this Omkara, O Satya Kama. Why? In truth, Etad. What? Parancha Aparancha. It is a symbol of both. Para means Nirguna Brahma, or Apara means Saguna Brahma. Omkara is equated with Brahman. But which Brahman? It could be Saguna Brahma, it could be Nirguna Brahma. But how to know? Because if you are thinking of God with form, name, qualities, that is called Saguna Brahma. If you are thinking of the same God as Sat Chit Ananda, that is called Nirguna Brahma. So the answer is Tasmat. Therefore, by depending upon which type of upasana you do, that is Saguna Upasana or Nirguna Upasana, Vidvan means here Upasaka, that means Sadhaka, Etena Eva Ayatane, Ayatanena, through this support called Omkara Upasana, Ekataram Anveti. He attains one of these two. Either attains Saguna Brahma or Nirguna Brahma. But we have to understand a little better. Suppose a person, he worships, uses Omkara, Om, Om, meditation, chanting, deep thinking, etc., as equating it with Saguna Brahma. Will he go to Saguna Brahma? Yes, definitely. Will he remain there eternally? No, he will not retain there eternally. Because that Saguna Brahma, like our mother, she opens our eyes and says, my child, you have come to me. I am your mother. I am Mahamaya. And I am what is called Vidyamaya. There is a higher aspect of you or me, and I am going to take you to your father, as it were, symbolically, which is Nirguna Brahma, and that is where you will remain permanently. That is your home. So that is what Hinduism always teaches. Nobody is left behind. Now I want to tell you something, but first we will go to the third mantra. Sa yad eka yad eka matram avidhyayita sa tenaiva samveditaha turnameva jagatyam avisampadya tam rucho manushyalokam upanayante sa tatra tapasa brahmacharyena shraddhaya sampannah mahimanam anubhavati. If this sadhaka, obtaining the ishta mantra from the sadguru, endowed with shraddha, tapas and brahmacharya, I'll come to the meaning later on, and goes on practicing this upasana, omkara upasana, but only on the akara, equating with jagrat avastha, quickly becomes successful in that upasana, and through that upasana comes quickly to earth again. How does he come? When? When does he come? After death. That means he is assured. If you do upasana of Omkara, especially not entire Omkara, but the one letter of the Omkara called Akara, and Akara is equated with the waking state. If Akara equating with waking state is meditated upon as equal, then what happens? He will never be born as in any species that is lower than the human birth. But not only that, not any human being, not a jingli, not a wild person, not an uncultured person, not a murderer, much less, but he will be born with austerity, tapasya, tremendous power of tapasya, tremendous faith, shuddhavan, and his body and mind will be completely under his control. It is called tapasya, brahmacharya, shraddha. That means by very birth, he will be born as a human being in a spiritual family, completely endowed with shraddha, tapasya and brahmacharya, so that he will start resuming his spiritual journey, and very soon he will go to the next step, and then next step, and then the final step, which we are going to talk about slowly. Saha, this guru is replying to Satyakama's question after describing about Omkara, how it is the best symbol of both Saguna and Nirguna Brahma. This sadhaka, upasaka, yadi ekamatram, taking one letter of this Omkara, which is called Akara, avidhyayita, does upasana whole life. What happens? Sa tena eva upasanena, through the force of that upasana, samveditaha, that is, he becomes enlightened, his mind becomes crystal clear, turnameva, as soon as this body falls down, after doing, when? After doing whole life, this akara, upasana of the omkara, equating with waking state, what happens? He will not go to higher worlds, he will not go to what is called lower worlds, he will not be merely born as a normal human being, I don't mean abnormal human being, he will be born with a highly developed spiritual aspirant, like we say Ramana Maharshi, etc. As soon as they are born, and this is what Sri Ramakrishna used to talk about, like the chicks of the Homa bird. As soon as they grow a little, they understand this world is going to kill us in an ajnana state, not real killing. There is no real death because we are all children of immortality. So what does he do? Endowed with tapasya, brahmacharya and shraddha, he will be born, and as soon as he grows up a little, anybody can discern the signs of such great spiritual level, and just read Thakur's Balya Leela, you will understand what I am talking about. Satatra, endowed with tapasa, brahmacharya, shraddha sampannaha, mahimanam anubhavati. So, endowed with tapasya, brahmacharya and shraddha, mahimanam anubhavati. That means, he becomes, attains greatness. What does he mean? He will become a great, what is called, rich person, or a great musician, great poet, a great scientist? No. He progresses spiritually very fast. And then he experiences the result of his upasana of the akara of omkara. And what is that? That we are going to talk about in the next mantra. But let us meditate on this mantra. If this omkara upasaka meditates on only one matra, that is akara, then he, being enlightened by that is Ishvara's grace in the form of akara, in the waking state, enlightens him. He understands much deeper the teaching and he determines, I will not be born in any other loka excepting this Manushya loka because I have not completed my sadhana. I should be able to complete my sadhana only if I am born as a human being endowed with tapasya, brahmacharya and shraddha. Immediately, as soon as his previous body drops down, within a very short time, he takes birth in such a family where everything is suitable, about which Shankaracharya was talking about. Dullabham trayame vaitat deva anugraha hetukam manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurushasam. There, as soon as he grows up a little, he starts again doing the upasana, and exactly as we start reading where we stopped previous night, he starts practicing spiritual disciplines, and there what happens? Rig Devata leads him into the world of men immediately, and being endowed with austerity, celibacy and faith, there he progresses in spiritual life and he attains the result of that Akara Upasana equating with Jagrat Avastha. And what is that Akara Upasana? What is this Ukara Upasana? What is this Makara Upasana? That we will talk about in tomorrow's class. Most marvelous, I cannot describe how it fills me with great joy, even to think aloud, even though I am taking the class, is not for your sake. I am talking aloud to myself. I am getting the greatest benefit. So we will continue tomorrow evening. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayuhu Sritva Pranamami Mohur Moho. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.